I lack two or three things. And then I will be. I said, well, that's why I said, what do you preach about? He said, I hope none of you are offended. I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, I preach about what in hell are you looking for? You're in such a big hurry to get there. You're doing everything you can. Lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, fornication, drunkenness. You're just living so you get there sooner again. You must be expecting them to meet. I thought, boy, that's a unique subject. Before I got out of that cab, I said, mister, would you pray for me? He laid his hands on me and prayed for me. Amen. You knew who I was. I let it be at that. I went and checked where my gate I was going to leave from, and this young woman, late 20, early 30, I'd say, was sitting on the end seat, and then there were two vacant seats, and I skipped the one and sat on that one. I had much more and sat down until that young lady started witnessing to me. She wanted to tell me how she was throwing her life away. And when she got up to leave, she said, God bless you, sir. I don't know if the church sent her down there or that was her ministry to go from gate to gate. Whoever sits within range of me, I'm going to witness to them. I don't know what it was, but she witnessed to me twice now. I got off the plane and caught the bus out to West Remote parking at DFW. The bus was loaded except one seat across the aisle from the driver, and that's the one I sat in. A few stops and everybody was off for the bus except the driver and me. And that driver got a little twisting and squirming and so on and so forth. And finally, that driver turned to me and said, mister, do you know Jesus? I've got to tell somebody about Jesus. And that driver preached to me all the way out. Amen. I'm telling you, see, that driver not only preached to me all the way out there as I was getting out the side door and people were coming in the front door, stood up and preached to me until I left the bus. Three times before noon and one morning, somebody witnessed to me. Praise God. When I went home, I was excited, and I knew Anna May would be excited, and I told her this whole story just like I'm telling it to you. You see, I'm deeply spiritual, but Anna May is so carnal. Oh, she's so carnal. I told her all that, and she never cracked a smile. She didn't shout one bit in this world. She looked up at me and said, George, I want to know what in the world are you doing that three people tried to get you saved in one morning? If you meet me at the judgment bar of God and ask me, did that happen? I'll tell you it happened. Absolutely just like that. Three people, so excited. Pastor, I don't know if it was the Church of God's decade of destiny or the sins of God's decade of harvest or somebody else's decade. I don't know. I've heard three or four religious leaders of great organizations say they didn't expect to see the 21st century. They expected the Lord to come back. I want you to know if every church throughout Christendom would get that excited about being a witness for Jesus Christ. Oh, we would reap many, many souls. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it wasn't. I don't really know why she left those water pots, but I know it's important to forget the past. I know it's important to lay aside things. I know it's important to be excited for Jesus. I walked in the De Leon Bank, De Leon F&M Bank. They call it Freedom Bank now. And Fred Williams is the president. Waved at me like that. And I thought, what's the matter, Fred? Bank presidents don't wave at their customers like that. I got through motion for me to come in there. And I went in there. What did Fred want me? I don't owe him anything. All these things running through my mind. When I walked in, he didn't shake hands with me with a stiff arm. No, he came around his desk and took my arm and put my elbow in the other, shook it firmly with a big smile. I mentioned somebody was in trouble, and Fred said, he needs Jesus, doesn't he? We need to pray for him. I was suspicious that Fred was sick. When he said that, I knew he had a fever, a raging fever, something wrong with him. In the bank, the president telling me that, I got out of there as quick as I could. I got home, I told Anna May what had happened, just like I told it to you. A little smirk came on her, in it, this little smirk, you know. Like, I know something you don't know, like a woman telling her husband when she's going to have a baby, you know. He hadn't found out yet, but she had. Little smirk. She said, George, I just forgot to tell you, Fred and his wife and all his children have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why she left those water pots, I don't know. But I know it's important for us to forget about our sins, forget about our mistakes, keep everything out of our lives, and be a frequent, fervent witness for Jesus. One of the most wonderful things ever happened to me in the field of education, I met one of my students in the hall one day in State College. Just a minute, she said, I want to ask you a question. Sure, go right ahead. I thought it was about psychology, sociology. Are you a Christian? I told her, if it doesn't show, I'm in trouble. Big, big trouble. One more question. Are you a spirit-filled Christian? I said, you better believe it. That young woman said, I knew it. I knew it the first day I walked into that class. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got an influence for the world. Would you stand with me, please? Amen. Amen. Everybody standing that can stand, if you will. I want an altar call tonight, all the way across this altar. And I want this altar service to be for anyone who has something they'd like to forget in their past. Anyone who would like to get rid of something in their lives. Anyone that needs to be fired up a little bit more than what you are now. Or anyone that has something you're depressed about. I believe that would cover the whole crowd. I believe it'd get everybody. So would everybody come and line up? Line up, if you will. We're going to have an altar call for the whole church. Make a long line all the way across, two or three lines, and move in real close because the crowd is coming. Amen. Move in real close and make a line or two or three lines. Amen. That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. Come in close. Thank you. Let's make it 100%, will you? Everybody come. Bound to be something in everybody's life they'd like to forget. Bound to be something in everybody's life they'd like to lay aside. Bound to be something in everybody's life that causes them to feel a sense of depression sometime. Amen. Just be sure you get in the line, long line across. You will scatter out. Just spread out to where you can get in the line. Girl, we're going to hold hands.